Hello, and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. All right, this week we're kicking off something very exciting, a new little series that we're going to do on the Wednesday mini episodes to give you some tips and also weave in something very exciting that I've been working on for the last couple of months. It's called the Marathon Buddy Program, which is a 20-week program that's intended to work alongside of your first marathon plan to give you like tips and tricks and all these fun things. So we're going to dive into a little bit of what the course is going to look like today. And just know that along the way, we're going to be weaving in lots of running tips. So it'll still be the Wednesday mini episodes that you know and love while kind of focusing on some of that content. So without further ado, let's jump right in. All right, well, welcome back. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been working on something very fun called the Marathon Buddy Program, which is essentially a 20-week course that's meant to work alongside a first marathon plan to make training feel less intimidating and also to make newer runners feel less alone. Since this is coming up very soon, over the next few weeks, our Wednesday mini episodes are going to be focused on sharing tips and tricks related to marathon training so that this broader audience can get a lot out of it as well. Now, before my non-first timers click off, I am going to adapt these tips and tricks to be Wednesday mini episode friendly. So I'll be sharing broader running advice as well, just like I've done in all of the other Wednesday mini episodes. But I put a lot of work into the content and research that I've done for the course, and I want to make sure that I can share some of it here for the broader audience as well. So this first week, we're just going to introduce what the Marathon Buddy Program is and what it's going to be going over. So first of all, the course exists for one very simple reason. I want to make the first time marathon experience and marathon experiences as a whole feel like something that anyone can do and make it feel less intimidating, and also so make it feel like you don't have to do all of this alone, right? This program is not meant to be a training plan. It's not meant to be rigid. It's not meant to be perfect. It's something that you can think of as like your marathon buddy, hence the name Marathon Buddy Program. Think about it as the person who's walking next to you through training, checking in on how you're feeling, giving you information when it actually matters, and not giving you a bunch of information all at once at the very beginning of training when your brain is already overloaded with like, how the heck do I train for a marathon? One of the number one pieces of feedback that I get on all of the guest episodes on the show when people are talking about their first marathon experiences is that the information that's out there is very overwhelming, and it's very hard to kind of parse through what is specific for first-time marathoners and what is meant for people who have ran more marathons since their first marathon. So the goal is to give you only the information you need at a very basic level when you need it. So basically, you'll start the course 20 weeks out from your marathon, and each week you'll have one video to watch and a little written part that you can read alongside of it. And some weeks you'll have little resources and little exercises that you could do as well, like goal setting, things like that. But for the most part, it should only take you 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes a week to knock out each module. My recommendation would be to watch the weekly content, go through the weekly content after you run your long run from the previous week, so you have an understanding of what to look forward to, what to prepare for, all that good stuff for what's coming up for the following week. So like I said, 30 minutes a week, you pop on, you watch your little video, you read through what you need to read through, you maybe fill out a couple of resources, things that'll help you plan, and then you go about your week through your training plan like you normally would. So I've broken the course up into phases. Like I said, it's 20 weeks, so you will start at 20 weeks out from your marathon. You'll start with phase one, which I'm calling getting started, appropriately named. We're getting started, right? This is where we're going to set all of the expectations for what your first marathon training is going to feel like, how to read your training plan without going into total panic mode, how to build a weekly routine that fits your actual life, and how to understand like soreness and these early like confidence dips that we tend to hit that first couple of weeks that we are training. So phase two is going to be about building confidence. This is where we talk about fueling and the kind of basic concepts around fueling. We're going to talk about what happens when mileage starts to creep up for the first time. We're going to talk about the first time that you hit double digits and what that's supposed to feel like. We're going to talk about strength training, not going through strength training workouts, but how to actually introduce strength training without feeling like you're doing too much on top of your existing marathon training plan. And then we're also going to do a little check-in around week 10 to help you pause, take stock of how you're doing. Like I said, there's going to be little exercises to do to check in with yourself and check in with how training is going. So that will be all a part of phase two. Phase three is going to be peak training. So this is usually the hardest part mentally for most people. So we're going to spend a little bit more time here. We're going to talk about the mental game of running, motivation dips, training fatigue, what to do when you miss a run, understanding your race pace and effort and how to set that goal, how to support your body during peak mileage weeks with food and recovery, and like overall what to expect. This is the area, like I said, that we're going to spend the most amount of time, but probably the area where you're going to want to go back over a lot of the content as you work through the 5 weeks that are a part of phase three, because there's going to be a whole lot in there that's going to be new and challenging and just overwhelming, honestly, for you. So Phase 3 is where you're going to spend a good chunk of time. And then phase 4 is race ready. We're going to walk through your longest run, how to plan your race strategy. We're going to talk about why tapering feels so strange and what you should be and shouldn't be feeling, how to manage like race week nerves, sleep, nutrition, what to look forward to on race day. And then we'll talk a little bit about recovery as well. And then my goal is not to have you run your first marathon or run a marathon in general and then be like, brush my hands of you and say, okay, decide what you want to do from there. Once you're done, we're going to talk about what comes next. Finishing a marathon obviously is incredible. You have gone through something incredible, but in a lot of cases, it can also be something that's traumatic. And it can be a little confusing emotionally to finish a marathon and kind of decide like what you're going to do next. So we're going to cover that and talk about how we can kind of minimize as much of that as possible. And then there's also going to be a few bonus resources at the end after you finish the entire program. That's like a race day checklist, a bonus race day pep talk that you can come back and listen to as many times as you need. So there's going to be some stuff that you can take away from all four modules as well at the end. I think the most important thing I want to get across with this course is that you're not meant to watch all of these videos at once. That is the number one complaint I get from first-time marathoners, is that there's too much content to consume at the beginning of training when you're still trying to figure it out yourself. So this course is designed as roughly one video per week over a 20-week training cycle. Start the course about 20 weeks out from your marathon. Each week, you're going to come back to the course, watch the next video, and take in only what you need for where you're at right there. That is what's going to make it feel like it's not super overwhelming. So for my non-first-time marathoners who are going to be listening to these mini episodes over the next couple of weeks, like I said, I'm going to be taking little tips and tricks that I have throughout the Marathon Buddy program, but I'm going to be adapting them to the broader audience. So I'll first talk about I would suggest for a first-time marathoner in that topic, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about what I would suggest for somebody who's run marathons since then as well. So please tune in. This is not going to be only first marathon focused. Like I said, I've just put a lot of time into the content here, and I want to repurpose it for free for the broader audience as well. So like I said, I'm super excited about this. I'm super excited to get this out. Right now, I have it slated for the first week in February. It might have to get pushed to the second week in February because I'm getting some weather this weekend and I'm working on final edits and I just might not have power to edit everything that I want to get edited, but I'm working on it as quickly as I can. And once it's out, I'll make sure to advertise it here and on socials, obviously. But I will be putting a waitlist in the show notes of all the Wednesday mini episodes for this week moving forward. So if you are interested in joining the Marathon Buddy program and would like early access, please fill out the wait form and I will make sure to get you added to that list. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Wednesday mini episode. I'm so excited to share more with you, and we'll see you on the next one.